Ghana's human rights record will for the first time be subjected to a review by the UN Human Rights Committee on Friday, 24th June in Geneva, as one of the 168 states that have ratified the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICCPR, Ghana is required to undergo review by the Committee on how it is implementing the Covenant. According to the 2014 report on Ghana's human rights, issues of trafficking in persons, exploitative child labour, life-threatening prison conditions, and use of excessive force by police, among others, were still prominent despite efforts by government to deal with the issues. The committee, which is composed of 18 internationally dependent members, will discuss how far Ghana has gone in dealing with the human rights violations relating to the ICCPR. We bring you more in this news desk reports.
Human Rights Committee members are independent human rights experts drawn from around the world who serve in their personal capacity and not as representatives of state parties. The committee's concluding observations are independent assessment of states' compliance with their human rights obligations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICCPR, and the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, ICESCR. 2016 marks the 50th anniversary of the treaty which, together with the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, formed the International Bill of Human Rights. A campaign by the UN Human Rights Office entitled "Our Rights, Our Freedoms" always is running throughout the year to promote and raise awareness of the two treaties, focusing on the timeless themes of rights and freedoms, in particular freedom from fear, freedom of speech, freedom of worship, and freedom from want. The delegation from Ghana will meet with the 18 international independent members. Members will also be briefed by NGO representatives. Ghana has already submitted a report to the Committee on the Implementation of its Human Rights Obligations, and a number of non-governmental organizations have also sent reports for the committee's consideration. The committee's meetings with the delegation are public and will take place on 24th June in Ghana. The committee will issue its findings on Ghana and the other countries, including Denmark, Kuwait, Kazakhstan, Ecuador, Burkina Faso, and Argentina, who are also being reviewed. The findings, officially known as concluding observations, will be published by the UN office.